I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think I've got an interesting show in store for you this evening, and for you new listeners, it will be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be doing a little bit of a continuation from the previous program, which was centered around creating and maintaining excellent health, and also, I believe, time permitting, we're going to get into some perspectives from the ET Yoga point of view concerning what's going on the planet extraterrestrial-wise. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in our usual manner by having a short mantra meditation, which will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that Hari Om clip now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari Hari H
Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, a clip from back in the 1970s, and he's the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, also one of my spiritual teachers. And I'd like to, at this point, give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for those who are new to ET yoga, I usually make a comment about this time about how I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And it's not a subject I like to delve into very often, but I really felt obligated, particularly this week, with respect to the fact that I've been doing the last two programs. Well, the last program and this one is all centered around excellent health and creating health and maintaining health. And if you missed the first show, I did cover lots of amazing material, cutting-edge stuff, and so far cutting-edge that it dwarfs Western medicine, and including 99.9% of all disease, how to prevent 99.9% of all disease. So if you missed that show, the easiest way to get that information is go to my website, etyoga.com, and on the main page, there's a little button there called Radio Archives. You just hit that one button called Radio Archives, and it'll take you to about the last 10 ET Yoga programs. And I'm on every other week, so it would have been from 2 weeks ago. I think it was May 22nd. And the bottom line is the shows are tagged. It kind of is an explanation about what the shows are about. So you can catch up on that information at your leisure. Similarly with the information that's presented on tonight's show. If it's going too fast for you, you can't make notes fast enough, or you just want to take your time to go over a few of the points, you can always listen to the show again at your leisure, and there's no cost, nobody's hassling you about follow-up messages or anything like that. You just go hit the Radio Archive button, and you'll get the program and play it for free. And also would like to take this time to give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga audience just for being you. And it's one of the reasons why I try to bring the ET Yoga audience as much useful information that I can concerning self-realization. And as I usually point out, the more you seem to know about how the world works, the more you also know how the body works. And this last two programs were a learning experience for me as well. And I might point out the synchronicity of the comments about distancing yourself from mainstream medical. Over in Romania, and this week on Yahoo Romania, and, of course, it's only in Romanian, but the title of the article was The Truth About Cancer Treatment. And some bombshell news presented there by doctors from Romania. And the most startling statistic was that 98% of the people that are involved with taking cancer treatments become worse over the long run. And apparently over only 24% even respond to chemotherapy. And the cancer industry is not even remotely interested in any cures they can't get a patent on. So anything that's a natural cure or whatever, it's always written off as quackery. And not a subject I want to dwell on, but I want to pass that on to my listening audience, and I'm in hopes that this disgraceful situation will in time come to a crashing halt. Barbara Marciniak has mentioned on her channelings of Pleiadians that probably be about 10 years before the House of Cards comes crumbling down about this whole scam. But interesting to note that if it's hitting mainstream media, Yahoo, Romania, this week, if it's hitting mainstream news in Europe, it's probably going to take about 10 years before things filter out to the bottom of the information pit, which I call what's happening in North America right now. I mean, we got things going on here like, thimerosal that's in vaccines was banned in the Soviet Union 40 years ago. We've got Italian courts making decisions that were made public in 2016 that there's a definite link between autism and vaccines. And yet in this country, everybody seems to be in a fog. Like we're at the bottom of the pit when it comes to information. Just makes my head spin as to the way, I guess it's a two-pronged approach, the way that people have turned over their power to people, especially in this medical area. Just the lack of personal initiative in terms of people doing their own research. There's so much information out there, and I'm just appalled, frankly. I have personal friends, for example, that they never even heard of GMO food. To me, this is one of those things continuing on this train of thought around creating positive health. To me, this is huge. You need to be avoiding GMO food. It's not banned in 60 countries and almost all throughout Europe for no reason, because it's harmful to you. And that's just my opinion, okay? And I guess I am welcome to at least my opinion. And but for people to not even be aware that they're eating it, and it's probably 85-90% of the food that's produced in America now that's in your supermarkets, processed or GMO'd. And to me, this is just, it's outrageous. And I know there's lots of people protesting all around the world about Monsanto. And as another source of negativity in a food supply. And I might also add that people seem to be also really in the dark about new technology. I mean, as long as it's new technology, they just gobble it up, and without even a thought towards whether it might be harmful or what the ramifications are. And clearly, anything to do with technology is connected to artificial intelligence. I mean, just for one. And second, to my way of thinking, as I brought up on the last ET Yoga program, if you look at the lifestyle of the Amish, where they're not involved with electricity and they're not involved with vaccines, and they're not, and they eat pretty much organic food. They don't even have hardly any incidence of things like cancer and heart disease and autism in their community. I mean, it shows what's possible. And unfortunately, mainstream America is just, if you want to become part of the statistics of mainstream America, then, just follow the norm. And if you're a spiritual person and you're looking to create autonomy about creating health and maintaining your health, you got to start doing some of your own homework, because you're being fed a lot of erroneous information. And technology is clearly a factor here. Too much time on a cell phone is to my way of thinking, very potentially damaging. I've heard that at, some statistics have said that 20,000 hours on a cell phone makes you a higher risk for brain tumors, for example. And how fast do people get 20,000 hours? Well, think about it. 500 minutes a month for a year, 6,000 times, you know, 3.5 years, you got your 20,000 hours in. And I know some people that talk a lot more than 500 minutes a month on cell phones. I mean, you need to find ways to minimize, and I appreciate everybody's situation is different. And depending on your job and what your requirements are, but you need to, you know, find speakerphones or look up and do your research on ways to nullify some of this electromagnetic frequency that is not good for you. Not to mention the whole idea of this autism outburst that we seemingly have. There were studies that I guess it's Harvard University are talking about that by 2025 it might be 1 in 2 children with autism. I mean, this is just, it makes my head spin. And according to Barbara Marciniak and Palladian Information, two biggest contributors are vaccines and mothers during pregnancy being around too much technology, electromagnetic frequencies, like not a good thing for a young fetus, gets overwhelmed. And so, you know, there are certain things I think in our society that you need to not be involved with, like fluoridated water. I mean, this is, I did touch upon this in the last program, but clearly fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. Pineal gland being ultra, ultra important. In fact, I'd say that messing up your pineal gland is tantamount to messing with your spirituality. It's just not a good thing. In fact, from Red Shaman Intergalactic Ascension Mission, and that's Red Shaman Intergalactic Ascension Mission, in a channeling of Metatron, they state that the pineal is the interface between the higher dimensions and the physical realm, or the gateway between the ego personality, brain, and the divine mind. And whatever knowledge you allow yourself to believe can only become a reality by the pineal first opening the gate to the divine. It does this by interpreting the frequency of thought into a thermal, biochemical, electrical current throughout your body and opening to mind. And clearly, the pineal gland is hugely important. And no wonder such a clever scheme to have us all have little peanut-sized pineal glands and having them messed up by this fluoride and calcified. And in fact, just the opposite effect takes place when people are involved with sun gazing. In fact, Hira Ratan Manik, who is the person that I recommend that people take a look at his work with respect to sun gazing, and I'm going to touch upon that a little bit more, probably a little bit later in the show. But I do want to mention that this guy has been researched. He was even researched by NASA for like 190 days, and they found that his gray cells in his brain were actually regenerating and that he has a pineal gland 3 times normal size. And that's what he got from doing his sun gazing. And to my way of thinking, sun gazing is one of those ultra things you can do to just boost your health into the stratosphere. I mean, I don't know personally. Well, raising frequency is one thing, but activating areas of your brain that are been dormant, which a lot of practitioners of sun gazing are claiming, to me, this is really worth looking into, and as well as eliminating disease. I mean, this whole concept of sun gazing is just really needs to be looked into. Of course, there's no profit in it. It's totally free, right? And according to Hira Ratan Manek, and that's M-A-N-E-K, that the brain remains dormant without the sun, that sunlight has to reach the brain, and it reaches the brain through the eyes. And I really think this is a subject that is, to my way of thinking, like the future of outstanding health and the future of where medicine is going to be taking us. I'd like to also mention another thing, because especially because of the incidence of cancer, that it's been found that cancer likes acidic body and, you know, thrives on sugar and this kind of stuff, and weak immune systems and lack of vitamin D. So I'm going to touch upon some subjects here that I think are really important for people just done as a regular maintenance process for their bodies. And one of those is getting sunlight. And this is another scam that's out there, and that's about all this sunscreening. And it makes me sick every time I go to the beach and I see everybody lathering their kids up with this sunscreen. I mean, I did research on this 10 years ago when I first started doing ET yoga. Some of the early shows I did were the truth about sunscreen. Sunscreens promote skin cancer. Do some research on it. Just Google that. Sunscreens produce skin cancer, and see what you find. I mean, I don't remember all the technical chemicals, but they form a concoction that's very negative. I mean, if you want to use something that's good, use things like olive oil and argan oil, and these and mix them with water and put them on your skin. I mean, I live in Florida, and I like getting a good tan, and I like being out in the sun a lot. And I find that in areas of the body that I'm using the oil, like I don't burn, and I stay out for long periods of time. And a lot of my friends say the same thing. So I'm going, like, enough of this sun scare garbage. And in fact, and those ultraviolet rays, oh, those are the ones I especially want, because the sun is coating our DNA all the time, upgrading our consciousness. And these chemtrails and things, part of what they do, among other things, is they're deflecting sunlight from the earth. So, I mean, the way I look at it is the vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system, and where do we get most of our vitamin D? From the sun. So, in my opinion, I'm not going to be afraid of the sun, and I'm definitely not going to use any sunscreens. Another thing I picked up over the years was the juice from the aloe vera plant. And apparently the aloe vera plant was a gift from the Pleiadians. And I highly recommend it. I also know now that the aloe vera plant juice contains monatomics. And that's another subject that nobody knows anything about, apparently. The monatomics are high-spin electrons, and they don't fight disease. They actually reprogram disease cells because of their high frequency. And it's been said that the, like you take a leaf from an aloe vera plant, squeeze the juice. I mix it in honey because it tastes awful, but it does great things for the inside of you. And everybody knows about the healing benefits on the outside for cuts and things, but people don't think about it as an internal agent. And it is, and it's apparently can cure like up to 90% of any kind of stomach issues. So that's aloe vera plant juice. And I don't know, over the last 10 years, I've always had an aloe vera plant in my house. And they also purify the air inside by the way, so you can do some research on that too. And another thing that's prevalent a lot in Romania in particular is eggplant. An eggplant is that violet color, and when you've got a plant that's about that violet color, it's got monatomics in it. And eggplant is a, it's a real natural way to get some real good stuff into your system. And I know all these health food shows I watch, I mean, a lot of them have some really good information, but none of them seems to be including monatomics. I mean, to me, as Bashar says, you can get a certain amount of natural monatomics in just a vegetarian diet. But there's also things like almond seeds and sea salt. Oh, by the way, if you haven't used like Himalayan sea salt or real good sea salt, I never use regular salt anymore. It's just, to me, that's gross. And also that they're fantastic for the mouth and the hygiene in the mouth. I mentioned oil pulling. You could take some coconut oil, put it under your tongue. 20 minutes, I do that every morning. And it helps prevent gum disease. Baking soda and sea salt. Even the Palladians recommend this, taking baking soda and sea salt. Brush your teeth with that. Don't use, like, the fluorides and regular toothpaste. Just baking soda and sea salt, and it will prevent cavities. Dr. Pete Peterson has said even skatefish oil, drop a day of two of that will also prevent cavities. For those that are getting up there in years, I mean, taking care of your mouth is important and also could cost you a lot of money. And by the way, that's another thing that if I have a problem with, I'm not going to get it done in the United States. I'm going to go to Europe and get it done. I mean, if somebody can tell me why a root canal in Romania is $20 and it's like $1,200 in America, I'd like to have somebody explain that to me, like to make sense out of it. Because this is another disgrace, in my opinion. I think, you know, people really need to start looking around and doing their homework. I mean, you can take a trip to Europe, get your teeth done for cheaper than you can get it done here. Unbelievable. So, you know, there's a lot of little things. Another thing is to alkaline your system. I know this is real cheap, too. Just take, I buy lemons and limes, and just pop a lemon or a lime into your blender with some water, and there you go. Have a drink of that every morning. It'll alkaline your system. And you can take these little pH tests if you like, but you can find out that it's a very effective way to alkaline your system. I'd also like to mention that essential oils. I mean, clinical research shows that essential oils have the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man, and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus, etc. cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically, anywhere on the skin, they will travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hair, within seconds. And should also mention that music and sound can be very powerful transformers of and effective tools for the human body. And in particular, the solfeggio frequencies contain the six pure tonal notes, which were used to make up the ancient musical scale. And they actually were altered by the Catholic Church and Pope Gregory. And that was, I guess, way back when. But each of the solfeggio frequencies corresponds to not only a note on the tonal scale, but to a cycle per second or hertz frequency number, and to a specific color, and ultimately to a particular chakra in the body. And the 528 hertz frequency is known as the 528 miracle because it has the remarkable capacity to heal and repair. And it's interesting to note that it also reflects the color green, and that's the primary color of Mother Earth. And I believe I also understood that it was also, this frequency is used in DNA repair. So that gives you a pretty good clue. And you can go on YouTube and find some interesting things that are all about the sixofagial frequencies and their connections. And I also wanted to point out that I mentioned in the last program about the Vogel crystals and their connection to Atlantean technologies and healing technologies. And for those who want to use crystal vibration healing techniques, there are viable alternatives from modern scientific research. And there are a couple of amazing devices that are close to the old Atlantean technology. And it took resources like the government, laboratories, and scientists to develop them. And they are called the Electroacuscope and the Electromyopulse. And they're manufactured by a company called Electromedical in Fountain Valley, California. And while the devices use the same principles involved with Atlantean crystal healing, neutralizing disease frequency vibrations, and transmitting healthy frequency vibrations, they use a somewhat different method of creating the body frequency vibrations. And while not as sophisticated or powerful as the Atlantean technology, these amazing devices not only heal but give the body and mind a tune-up so it can function at its maximum potential. And according to one of the articles that I researched, one of the researchers had tested these machines extensively and objectively for about 10 years. And it is their opinion that if every doctor used one, hospitals would have about 90% less patients. And while the devices remain relatively unknown, even suppressed, they are used by Super Bowl-winning football teams, PGA pro golfers, Olympic athletes, Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C., where the top U.S. government politicians and military leaders go, and the Pope, according to the article. Quite fascinating stuff, I would say, and interesting technology that's already out there. I might also point out that, to my way of thinking, of course, there's no subject that you can discuss without talking about belief. And if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you know that I always mention the fact that your outer reality is a reflection of your beliefs and your emotions, your intentions, your definitions. And that's also exactly the way that Bashar puts it. And according to the Pleiadians, and that's channeled in Barbara Marciniak. And in her book, Self-Empowerment, there's a quote from the Pleiadians I really like, and that is, your body is a magnificent self-healing, self-repairing system, an organic wonder that you have yet to truly appreciate. The belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace, and as true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. And a key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. So, dear friend, there is no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment. Forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game so you can get on with the adventure of living a joyful life. And you're capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you are a co-creator of the multiverse, that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. And you need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health. As many are discovering, cure is not the overall intent of modern medicine, because treatment involving the use of expensive poisons and medications is far more lucrative than discovering the cause and purpose of the physical and or mental imbalances. And that's a direct quote from the Pleiadians and from Barbara Marciniak's book, Self-Empowerment. And to me, this is the kind of stuff that we need to be teaching our kids, not that like you catch disease out of the blue and that you're totally powerless and you have no control over your body. And then throw a big spin of fear on there as well, because I know fear this and fear that and all that stuff related with fear. So, like, I don't, if it's got something to do with fear, you can just count me out. Interesting stuff. I find that whole book on self-empowerment because it's really gets to the heart of the issue. And in my particular opinion, when we're talking about disease, Bashar really nails it, I think, when he says that any specific diseases or ailments which may afflict you at any time will usually have a mental origin. In other words, the majority of diseases, including cancer, is the physical manifestation of various mental imbalances that have not been addressed. And that's excluding pre-incarnate programming. There is usually a process of crystallization of energy patterns that form the physical body, and so any issues at an energetic level that are affected by thought will eventually translate to the physical. And this is totally consistent with what the Pleiadians say as well, that all disease is basically dysfunctional emotion. It first appears in the aura, and then eventually in the body. And as the Qigong teachers state as well, that it's basically energy that gets stuck in your systems that becomes chronic disease. So the whole idea of like Qigong, for example, is to there are actually three sounds that are associated with each of the organs or the five systems in your body, and those are based on the physical, emotional, and spiritual levels. And these sounds, because I just took the course in sound healing, to me this is like another step beyond Western science, because it's like dealing with acupuncture. It's like creating flows of energy throughout your body to keep that your energy moving. And in fact, I also mentioned Egyptian healing wands, and our research has shown that holding 15 holding the Egyptian healing wands for 15 minutes a day, it's like getting 2 hours of acupuncture every day. So there, again, it's all about energy flow, and you can get a free download of what I call the root cause of disease from my website at etyoga.com. And I'm going to share with you this free download. There's nobody going to follow up on you either for getting the free download. You just go to etyoga.com, and right at the very top, you're going to see that there's a free download there. And in my opinion, and this was something that I actually came up with about 10 years ago, and I've been sharing this on etyoga, is that there are 9 fundamental concepts which relate to the complete understanding of the root cause of disease. First, the universe was created with unconditional love, and this frequency is the frequency that your higher self is in alignment with. Second, your experiences in third-dimensional reality is based on your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, and definitions. Your outer reality is a mirror reflection. Third, you're 100% responsible for your experience. Responsible doesn't mean you're to blame. It means you have the ability to respond. And because you created it, you have the power to fix it. Fourth, all events are inherently neutral. We place value judgments on external events. Fifth, thought creates. Or you could say, belief creates. Sixth, negativity is a perception based on a value judgment placed upon a neutral event or circumstance. If all events are inherently neutral, then anything that's is a judgment, especially a negative judgment, has to be placing a negative judgment on a neutral circumstance. And it is essentially an erroneous belief, out of which supporting false beliefs spring. Seventh, when you run energy through positive beliefs, which are in alignment with your higher self, the results are a positive emotions, love, joy, excitement, magic, and peace. When you run energy through negative beliefs, which are not in alignment with your higher self, the results are negative emotions like hate, anger, negative synchronicity, and disharmony. Eighth, when you incarnate in this dimension, you have four tasks. Function in 3D, become aware that thoughts take time to manifest, become aware of your illusion, and become one with your higher self. And illusions all based in fear. There's only one vibration, and that's love. Fear is the illusion of the absence of love. All fear is based on false judgment. And this is either self-judgment, like guilt and shame, or outward judgment. In order to conquer fear, you have to conquer illusion. Thus, personal sovereignty, or coming into your power, cross-connects with healing disease. And this is because disease cannot exist without judgment. And when we function at a level of consciousness without judgment, disease cannot exist. When the earth ascends into the next dimension, disease will not exist. Ninth concept, acceptance is the higher vibration of judgment. It's beyond forgiveness because forgiveness implies that something has been done wrong. Acceptance says that all is happening perfectly just as it is because whatever is happening enables us to grow. And this moves us into the energy of love, trust, and peace. And a quote from this would have been from Mother Mary, as channeled by Jean Hatch, quote, all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within, holding to an erroneous belief system, especially in a suppressed or expressed form, creating an environment of internal discordance on a subconscious level. And over a period of time, that's what manifests as disease. So, to my way of thinking, those are the concepts that you need to understand with respect to understanding disease. And if you understand that everything is based on belief and that everything that you experience is a reflection of your beliefs, then you can start doing connecting the dots into your health situation. And I don't have time to go into it in this program, but certainly on different areas of the body indicate different beliefs. Issues, and if there's any negativity happening in those areas, and highly recommend you check out Children of the Sun. They have some amazing meditations there, especially with respect to cellular rejuvenation. And this to me is the higher level health programs. This is called, right up there with Qigong and sun gazing. And doing positive affirmations, because it's been shown, as the Russian scientist Garajev, G-A-R-A-J-E-V, Garajev, has discovered that our DNA actually understands verbal communication. And this has now been proven. So what it's basically saying is that when you're talking to your body, it understands. and your body will actually do as you want it to do. It's just all around belief. And if you believe that everything in the world is just happening at random and you're powerless over your body and all that kind of stuff, well, you know, if that's your choice to be stuck in third dimension and third dimensional thinking, well, then that's your choice. But I know there's a lot of ET yoga listeners out there that, you know, are well along on the spiritual path, and they're starting to realize what they really, their human potential. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I guess, my opinions about, you know, what's kind of happening in the world with respect to extraterrestrials and extraterrestrial, what's going on currently. Well, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion because I don't have any tangible proof and can't prove anything, but I do listen sometimes to Adranus, and I really like what he says about the fact that he doesn't believe there's going to be any Third World War, and I don't think there's going to be one either. And if there is, it's going to be some limited kind of event of some sort. It's not going to be some nuclear thing. And the reason being is because ETs aren't going to allow it. I mean, they got so much control over what's going on right now that, you know, they're giving us some play. But he, as he points out, there's three situations where the ETs would actually come down here and intervene. And one is if anybody started thinking about actually dropping some nuclear bombs on other people. Another one would be if enough people on this planet actually ask for them to appear. And another circumstance would be if there was some sort of environmental disaster that necessitated an evacuation of the planet. Because they're able to do any one of those three. And those are the three conditions where they would actually come and intervene. They don't really want to intervene because they want to kind of see this thing out. As I see it, the frequency of the Earth is rising. It goes in spurts. Even the Schumann frequency, like, goes off the chart every so often. And I think that this planet's becoming uninhabitable for some of these negative reptilian types that have been controlling the humanity for eons. And from what I understand it, they're kind of trapped here. And in fact, in a way, I think, I don't know, I can't really put it into words except for time dilation, but it feels to me almost like for the last, since 2012, it's been like we've been put in a bubble, and like time, we're experiencing time inside this bubble, but maybe outside this bubble we're not. There was an episode actually in Stargate SG-1 that had a whole episode about time dilation. And they spent like 50 years solving a problem that in the outer world only, I think only a second or two passed. And but to them, they had this, they were in this time dilation bubble, and that's what I kind of feel like we're in. It's sort of like maybe there's just not quite enough people ready, and more are getting interested and involved now in more spiritual topics, and more truth is coming out. And because I don't know what's holding up the show here, to be honest with you. As I understand it, Adranus has said that in his civilization in the Syrian system, they've moved up a density. Bashar has mentioned that he's the Yesasani. They're now called the Shakani because they moved up a dimension. Alex Collier has mentioned from the Andromedans that there's an energy coming from the center of the galaxy, and it's moving up all of the dimensions one notch and even creating one new dimension. So I don't know what's holding up the show here. Beats me. There must be some reasons. And also I know that, in my opinion, okay, we've also have, we know from Simon Parks that the rings around Saturn are more like crystals, and they act like an antenna and a frequency, and there's been a frequency generated from Saturn to the moon and then moon to Earth. This frequency has kept humanity in a certain frequency range and in a two-stranded DNA for the longest time. And according to Simon Parks, the booster station on the backside of the moon is not operating now, so it's going to make things a little easier. for people after the death experience to actually return to source energy, but not that easy yet from what I can make out. And I have talked about this previously in other shows on ET Yoga. I'm not going into it tonight. But just some things that are going on. I still think that we're on track for a first contact scenario somewhere around maybe 2025. And it'll be with the Yael, the Asasani, who is Bashar is connected to. They have actually called the Yael those who would come first, and they call them the Shalanaya. But the Shalanaya that the Asasani call the Shalanaya are actually the Yael. And the Yael are already here. I mean, they were the craft that most people would now recognize as the Phoenix Lights and the Phoenix Light experience. And that was the craft of the Yael, a boomerang-shaped craft that flew over the state of Arizona. And they are also apparently connected as well with connecting people that were part of the abduction scenario with the Greys, where the Greys created some hybrid civilizations, including the Asasani, by the way. And I think that even as we speak, there are some people that on an individual basis are being connected with some of their kids that are hybrids. And speaking of hybrids, in a channeling of on the Adranus YouTube, there was an individual that was communicating from, I think, 1,200 years in our future. According to them, the moon actually, one day the moon just disappears. That's supposed to be like 2145 or something. Interesting thought, because at some point in time, maybe the moon's not needed to keep us into a certain frequency range. Because the bottom line is, I guess we're kind of an experiment down here with about 22 different DNA from 22 different extraterrestrial civilizations, and it's an interesting experiment. Would seem that they are not in a big rush to see us go too far out there into space, although I suspect the U.S. Space Command or Secret Space Program is done amazing stuff that, you know, we just don't know about. By the way, at Star Trek SG-1, at the end of every show, it says, thanks for the cooperation from U.S. Space Command. So that's where I first got the idea that it probably is a U.S. Space Command. And I guess this Corey Good is out there now, being interviewed and promoted by David Wilcock. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, you could check that out. And lots of interesting things. For the most part, I think the political arena is theater. That's my opinion. And what doesn't look to me like it looks like, the guy from the 1,200 years in our future talked about the humans were all hybrids at that point, 1,200 years. And that's what I see happening. I think the Yael come. They connect people with their parents, and it's going to be kind of like planting alfalfa in a field of weeds. In a time, the field becomes alfalfa. And I think over a course of time, hybrids being here will just eventually, it'll turn everything into hybrids. Personally, I like our DNA. I think we've got great potential. And I'd like at this point in time to wish my listening audience my sincere best, or your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I close the show in the usual manner by sharing with you the Who Am I technique, where you place the thought I in the top of your forehead and become that spot. And with your full consciousness becoming that spot, you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that as many times as you feel comfortable. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.